And President Putin promised this was just the beginning.
We will search for them everywhere, wherever they are hiding. We will find them in any spot on the planet, and we will punish them.
After the crash, Putin was slow to concede terrorism. But since the deadly attacks in Paris, the Russian leader called for the world to unite and ordered his navy to aid a French naval force streaming towards Syria. Today, the Pentagon welcomed the move, but was cautious.
We'll wait to see what the Russians do next.
Amid fears ISIS is sending more fighters to kill Westerners, French President Hollande urged the U.S. and Russia, until now at odds over the fate of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, to, quote, unify our strength against the group.
We need a union of all who can fight this terrorist army in a single coalition.
We'll do what's required to keep the American people safe.
On Monday, President Obama found himself on the defensive, calling the Paris attacks, the worst France has faced since World War II, a setback in the fight against ISIS. Facing questions about his resolve, the president called for patience.
We are going to continue to pursue the strategy that has the best chance of working, even though it does not offer the satisfaction, I guess, of a neat headline or an immediate resolution.
Obama rejected growing calls for a ground invasion of Syria, warning local troops supported by U.S. airstrikes are a better option than a costly and open-ended U.S. occupation. Military experts warn the current air campaign may dent ISIS, but without ground troops, it will never defeat it.
You can fly things over the ground, you can pulverize the ground, you can make that ground a horrible place to be, but until you put forces on the ground, you don't own it and you can't change the conditions on the ground.